Widespread anger and protest after a deadly police beating. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
Justice for
Tyree Nichols!
A highway in Memphis, Tennessee was blocked for hours last night as demonstrators reacted to graphic video of the traffic stop that put Tyree Nichols in the hospital where he died 3 days later.
In video captured on body cam, you see an officer approach Tyree Nichols with their gun drawn and aggressively yank him out of his vehicle as Nichols tells officers he didn't do anything. Officers then throw Nichols to the ground as they hurl profanity-laced commands at the 29-year-old, yelling at him repeatedly to get on the ground and to put his hands behind his back.
Fox says Charles Watson, Nichols is later tased, punched, and kicked repeatedly. The officers involved, part of an elite crime unit, are facing murder and other charges. Also going public, body cam footage from San Francisco police related to the attack on Paul Pelosi.
Security camera footage shows suspect David DePap breaking a window of the Pelosi home in the overnight hours. Video taken from a police officer's body camera reveals the moment of attack.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey. What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer. I'm calling back.
Officers are seen struggling to handcuff DePap as Paul Pelosi, the husband of then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, lie motionless.
Fox says Jared Halpern, DePap is behind bars. Hundreds of people for and against abortion rights spent much of last night and early this morning at the Minnesota State House. That's where state senators along party lines voted to put abortion protections into law. That bill has been sent to Democratic Governor Tim Walz. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Shocking allegations against a school board president in Texas. Andrew Wilborn, who also served as a church pastor in Dallas, is accused of sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl. Wilborn has resigned from the school board, and the church has severed ties with him. Manhunt in the Pacific Northwest for a suspected sex offender.
Cops across Oregon are on the lookout for Benjamin Obadiah Foster, who police say held a woman hostage and is suspected of using dating apps to find additional victims. Police say Foster is a serial kidnapper of women. He'd been convicted before of holding a woman in captivity in Nevada. He's currently wanted in the case of a Grants Pass, Oregon woman who was bound and then beaten unconscious. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The perks of your Amazon Prime membership are being chipped away. Starting at the end of next month, grocery deliveries for some Prime orders will cost between $3.95 and $9.95. Right now, the company offers members free grocery deliveries on orders above $35, except for New York, where orders must total at least $50. You can have fries with that, but you can't have a straw. A popular fast food restaurant makes another move to go green.
McDonald's is testing a strawless lid for cold beverages in some U.S. cities as part of its effort to reduce waste and help the environment. The company says the new lids are just one example of many green solutions it's reviewing. The new strawless plastic lids have a pullback tab, similar to the ones used for hot beverages. Plastic straws are not recyclable and often end up polluting oceans where they can sicken and kill marine life. and Americans use millions of them a day.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.